it would be in the way, but apparently not.
No.
All right.
Perfect. Okay, let's see. Now, horses that don't belong to anybody, those are?
Other than saying wild horses, I don't know whether you'd call them Mustangs or just what you'd call them.
Okay.
Range horses or.
Mm-hmm. The little rodents that sit on their mounds and bark are called.
I know it. It's.
Well, we don't have them around here, you know.
Well, not very many. Prairie dogs.
Is there
they're dangerous too. I mean, for horses.
Yeah.
A lot of broken legs from prairie dogs.
Do we have something similar to prairie dogs around
here? No, I don't think that we really do. We don't have too many burrowing animals around here. I think the problem is that our deserts are so dry that there's just not enough water for them out there. Mm-hmm. Now, in Colorado and northern New Mexico, you can find prairie dogs. I spent some time in a ranch outside of Santa Fe, and there are a lot of prairie dogs up in that area, but they get a lot more moisture than we do here.
Is a gopher the same as a prairie dog?
I would guess they would be interchangeable.
Okay. Now, there's a little tiny thing that looks a little bit like a prairie dog that we get around here. It's tiny, though. Do you know what those are called? They do pretty much the same thing, but they don't bark. They, like, dig little holes in the ground, but little ones. Sometimes you see them on golf courses, the holes that they make. You lose your ball in them.
Yeah, I guess. I can't come up with a name right now.
Would you call them a ground squirrel?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. They look more like a squirrel. They have a little longer tail. Yeah, ground squirrel, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone should know.
How about, have you ever seen a ground chuck or a rock chuck or a woodchuck?
A woodchuck, but not around here. That's something you find in the, that I have seen in the eastern part of the United States. But
can you describe it for me?
Well, the ones that I've seen are fairly good size. They, I would say they stand maybe 12, 16 inches tall.
Hmm.
They spend a lot of time sitting up looking at you, that type of thing. They have big teeth. And I guess that's the reason they, it's not like a beaver, but it's of course smaller than a beaver, but it has longer fur, ones that I'm familiar with, anyway.
Okay. Longer fur than a...
Well, hair.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in terms of the beaver, you know, pretty slick type thing, although they do hair, and they have, like, beaver coats, for heaven's sakes. But,
Okay. A rodent that eats nuts is a...
That eats snakes?
Nuts.
Nuts, yeah.
Well, it has a big fluffy tail. We have some of them around here, but they're really scrawny.
Rats and mice are...
Bigger than that.
Bigger than that. Well, we have squirrels. I know up in Alto, we have pinonas up there, and we have squirrels, and they get under our house and have a hell of a time getting them out.
And the squirrels around here are pretty weird.
Don't have any squirrels around here.
No. There's a little reptile that crawls on the ground and has a shell on its back, and it can go inside its shell. What are those called?
Well, a tortoise or a turtle.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a difference between a tortoise and a turtle?
Well, one is that, to me, a turtle is something you'd find by the water or in the water, and a tortoise is something you'd find in the desert. And I'm not sure that's correct, but that's my interpretation of the difference between, well, a terrapin is really the swimming turtle.
Oh, okay.
And so I guess terrapin and tortoise and turtle is kind of in between.
Yeah, okay.